Hello and welcome to another episode of The Powerful Butterfly, from Fake to True Happiness. Today I have a very special friend with me. It's Gudrun from Iceland, and we met a couple of years ago on our heart opening and heart island Tenerife in Spain. And today we're going to talk about, I already chose the title, to be honest. Normally this comes up at the end of an interview or of a podcast show I talk to myself, but this time it immediately popped up with her when the idea came up. And the title is called Making the Impossible Possible as a Mother of Three, because Gudrun, she is a pure inspiration that there are no excuses if you really want to fulfill your dreams and your life, not only for yourself, but also for your kids. Yeah. So welcome, Gudrun.
Thank you.
I'm very happy you are here. For those of you who haven't listened to any of my podcasts yet, my name is Jessica. I'm from Germany. I have Indian roots, and I decided to create this powerful podcast show to tell my own truth and to give space for others to tell their own truth and, yeah, be wild and creative. I'm a former project management from the automotive industry in Stuttgart in Germany, and I realized this is not my true path. I stepped out a couple of years ago, went to the monastery, wrote my own autobiography, and started my own journey. This is a very short introduction about myself, but today I work as a coach on many different levels, on a mental level, emotional level, physical and spiritual level, also on an energetical level. And for me, it is very important that, I'm a help and guidance for others to find their own path, their own power, their own truth, to go their own way. And I use magical tools like meditation and breathwork, somatic release exercises, and also yoga. And these are also elements Gudrun and I have in common, not only specific mindset settings, but also, yeah, some tools we embody in our daily practice and our daily being. Enough about me. I would like Gudrun to introduce herself. Here you go.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast. And myself, I come from maybe a very harsh mentality in competitive sports, and I used to just be like, do things, go for it, don't really listen to your body, the team is above all. And so I put my own needs behind everything else. And then I got a head injury playing handball in 2018. And that's when I really got to slow down, listen to my body, what my mind and intuition are telling me. And that's when I feel like I started my journey back home into my body and my mind. And so for me, the last 5 years have been very transforming. And one of the transformation moments were meeting you in Tenerife.
And this is actually quite a funny story, because every precious, unique friendship starts when you don't like each other in the beginning.
I was sure you were not the person for me to hang out with and share moments, but surely enough, the one that triggers you is the one that can eventually speak to your soul.
Mm. Thanks for sharing. Mm. Yeah, we met at the... I have a little cough, so I'm sure you don't mind when I cough in between. Anyhow, we met on a retreat, on a sacred sexual women retreat. So the focus was our own feminine side, our own sexuality. And it was a very, yeah, intimate space for all of us. I don't remember how many women we were.
10 or 12.
Only, you see. Yeah. But I didn't know anyone, not even our close friend Millie we have now in common as well. And it was very, very heart-opening for me because, you know, going to a retreat and just, you know, by yourself and just connecting with yourself, it may seem selfish for some other people, taking the time for yourself, dealing only with your own emotions, with your own body, with your own feeling. Not everybody is able and willing to invest mm-hmm. in things like this. And by the time you were already a mother of two, yeah. right?
And I had Arnold with me on site. And
Yeah.
So he was then maybe 7-8 months.
Mm.
8 months probably. And he was with me and Arne had took care of him while we were doing the courses. Uh-huh. And then I went on and breastfed and took him with me. So this is like one of the examples that I just go for things.
Yeah.
Like I could have so easily turned down this opportunity because I just had a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Or there were too many things to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But we just found a way.
Mm.
We made it happen.
How did you make it happen?
So we booked like a shared room and stayed there together. And another person was taking care of our daughter. So yeah.
With my question, how did you make it possible, is like, you realize you want to go there
mm-hmm.
and you realize, okay, there, not even your kids, your newborn son is an excuse to go there. So what helps is like a very open communication and to be brave enough to speak it out loud. Hey, I feel this is a path I should go. This is a place, a retreat I need to go. Dear husband, can you support me with this?
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it was actually one of the first things that I asked really for him to support me really on. And I mean, we had gone through this head injury together and he supported me in many different ways there. But this was something like not emergency.
Mm-hmm.
To be taken care of. It was just pleasure mm-hmm. and for myself. So yeah. And it was nice to receive the yes,
mm-hmm.
I will help you. And not to be afraid of getting the no or being too much.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very nice example that we can ask for things who are not mainly necessary, but they just are good for our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if we decide to go for things for pure joy and pleasure, that is a very high benefit and nice treatment for our soul. There are many other doors opening up.
Mm-hmm.
So what I gained from this retreat, I mean, we're still talking about the retreat, but I took the time myself for myself as well in this retreat, and I got so many insights what I want to do next. So I gave myself the space to figure out what are my next steps, what do I really want to do, where do I really want to go, how do I really want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And this retreat, and there's no coincidence that it was a sacred sexual retreat, because in my opinion, our sexual energy is the highest energy we can connect to be more creative than in any other energy.
Mm-hmm. And more true.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truest expression,
mm-hmm.
I think, when you can express yourself, your needs through your sexual energy. And yeah, because it's so vulnerable.
Mm. So you said this was the first time you expressed your wishes and needs to fulfill it for yourself. What came afterwards? What else did you fulfill for yourself?
This really was, I think, also a start for our journey as a family to have more open communication. And that was something that we didn't really know was maybe missing or not so good, but we have been able to take it up to the next level and even beyond levels. So yeah, I think it was a really big step towards that. And my yoga journey also started during that period. I had been doing yoga way before, but like the deep dive into the philosophy and how it can heal from within as well.
Did your husband ever practice with you?
He does and did sometimes, but he doesn't really get the relaxation part because he's muscular and stiff, and so it's not the same aspects yoga gives him that it does to me. So mm. he has different ways to relax and connect inwards.
Mm.
Golfing.
Golfing. And tennis.
Yeah.
So, since I met you, you have done so many things to realize yourself as a mother. And by the way, I don't have any kids yet. And so for some people, it seems like, oh, Jesse, you can do, you have all the time in the world. You can go anytime, everywhere you want to go. You can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't make things easier just because I don't have kids.
No.
But you, meanwhile, as a mother of three, you are not only a yoga teacher, a former handball player, you are also into nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Now I started learning holistic massage, which I very much enjoy and I think is one of my gifts to give through my hands. I feel that one of your gifts is to speak your mind, and one of the like main thing that I can feel I can give to others is through my hands.
Mm.
And caring for others. So that's, I think this will be a big puzzle in my journey forward. And I've had my nutrition company for 6 years now, with stops and beginnings here and there, children in the way and on the way. So it's not, I've been focusing on trusting my intuition and when to push things forward and attend to them, and other times let them go and be at ease with it, like not forcing myself to work on this and that, just having it go by the flow. And that was a huge release for me to be able to do that, because I really like to be with the persons that are taking my courses and attend to them and really be able to support them in the way they need. So if I'm not in that space myself, that I feel that I can give to others, and I don't want to offer my classes or courses. So you can, it's a trust between the one receiving and giving, that you are able to fill your own cup before you give to others.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if you are not having a filled up cup yourself, we cannot give the love to others. I mean, it's not possible out of an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this also about myself. I can only go as deep with my clients as deep as when I went with myself. And if I, for instance, if I would have stayed in the automotive industry, being all tied up and stressed and almost in front of a burnout or whatsoever, I would never ever be able to support other people the way I do it today.
Yeah. And that's what we share. We like to not stay on the surface, like to go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
And see what's beneath. But for me, I mean, I've always done things a little bit differently than people, most people. Like I go look at the sun in the morning, even before we had the Instagram post telling you to do it. And I like to pick herbs in the wild nature. I love to be naked in the moss and like cover my feet with mud and go into the sea and spend time alone. And
this is also a very good point, spend time alone, because you are not only a mother of three, you are not only a wife. Yeah, I mean, you are a daughter yourself, you are a beautiful woman, you are a friend, so you have so many roles to play, I say. Not in terms of wearing any masks, but we do have specific roles automatically in this life, in this human body. But how important is it to be and to take time for yourself?
The most important thing. And what I have learned is that it can be 5 minutes and it can be a whole day or 5 days. And you can make as good of a use of 5, 10, 15 minutes as you can of one day. So if you set your intentions right, you don't need to maybe get the same space away from everything. And you can still rejuvenate your energy and your spirit and your level of like how well you can interact with your people.
But, you know, if someone has the urge and the need as well to be, you know, to take time for yourself, but it seems impossible because of the kids, because of no time, how to turn this and make it possible?
For me, I like to share these moments with my family. Like we go together out in the nature and then there always comes these 1 or 2 or 5 or 10 minutes that everybody else is doing their thing. And then I use the time. I'm mindful about it. I can just snap into my own feelings, my body, or leave my body, whatever I need. So yeah, that for me is a big thing, to be able to do it wherever I am.
Yeah, you just used a very important word. It's mindfulness. It's being about mindful, the ability to create self-awareness, and especially when going out into nature. Nature is one of the most powerful tools to regulate ourselves. And by saying those three things, mindfulness, self-awareness, self-regulation, we are self-empowered and we can do this on our own.
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to be able to connect and really feel into your body. Because if you don't listen to your body, you don't know what it needs. And you might think it needs this or that because you've been told you should do this, or this is good for you, or everybody has to do this. But you're a unique person, you're a unique being. So you cannot be controlled by what others tell you.
I love it. I mean, this is my credo, my motto for life. the goal is to uncondition ourselves and not always go by the rules or please other people or be worried about what other people think about yourself. It's really the connection to yourself. And let me say one thing, what I just learned here in Iceland, that the Icelandic nature here is one of the most powerful positive ions we have. So the more barefoot we walk, and just use me, let me say this, for this we don't have to be hippies or we don't have to be spiritual or anything like this, but this is just basic physics. Like our phone, TV, computers, whatsoever, they have absolute negative ions, also when we get out of an airplane. And to neutralize it, it's so important to go into nature, as close to a waterfall as possible, walk bare feet, breathe, inhale, smell, use all of your five senses and equalize and connect with the positive ions. And this is what I see, what you do on a daily basis. This is what I learned from you, connecting with nature in different kinds of aspects.
And not doing always the same. Like I could go to the sea every day, but I don't feel like it. Sometimes my body is telling me, no, lie on the sofa instead, or go curl up in the grass or the moss. We tend to get very, we like routine. And we like to know what's next and what we should do. But the magic for me is to be able to tune in and choose what I want to do today to regulate myself and be able to show up for not only myself, but my family and friends. And so, yeah, that's very powerful for me.
Yeah, this gives us the opportunity to really listen to our own energy. And energy is vibration in our body. And I always thought that money is my currency or time is my currency, but in fact, it is energy. And if I understand the power of my own energy, I can create much more. And with creating, I mean also creating pause and self-confidence and ease. So many things I can create when I know my own energy. Yeah, it's just a matter of how to figure it out and how to listen to it, yeah.
And then we also...
Now I know what I wanted to say. Sorry for interrupting. Because when you know your own energy, you know that you run differently. Because you just said you don't need routine. You just listen to your body and you go day by day and listen what you need. For instance, I am somebody, I need routine. Like for instance, when I started my journey, I was very disciplined with meditation and breathwork in the morning, every single day. Even though I didn't want to, I said, okay, hey, I want to have different thoughts, different habits, so I really need different kind of discipline. So maybe this is the difference between us. And I said, hey, okay, I do it every day, like brushing my teeth without judging, okay, did I brush my teeth good or not good? Did I go through a good meditation or not good meditation? It really doesn't matter. So in my case, I needed routine. But if you are somebody, you as a listener here, you can decide for yourself.
Yeah, and I think it's a very good starting point to have it in a routine, for sure. And to break habits, you really need to build new ones. Like, it's not good to just take something out and not put anything else that you feel is more positive in. Like, you can't, with nutrition, it's not recommended that you just cut out this or that and not eat this. And you should rather eat more of what's good for you, or what you feel is healthy, or raises your vibration and frequency. So that's, and then you get into intuitive eating. Then you feel after maybe months or years, and that might be the same for meditation or yoga or whatever, then you start to feel it in your body. This is good for me. And the body trusts it. And then it has more tools to be able to create the life it wants for itself. If it makes sense too. Yeah.
To me, it makes sense. So because you take care of yourself on such a high level, and I mean, we all started at some point, okay, we don't want to do the same what we did before because it wasn't healthy for us anymore. You as well decided to, yeah, raise your kids differently, probably than most of the society does, which is, there is no judgment and there's no right nor wrong. But for you, you figured out, okay, you want to do things differently. And I think it's very, it takes a lot of courage and very brave. Maybe you want to share something about it?
Yeah, it started, we have a 10-year-old daughter that has a disability. She's not able to speak or move without help. So that was a big turning point to have to really advocate for someone else than yourself. And it took oftentimes a lot of courage to speak up against the doctors or physiotherapists or whatever they were telling us to do, and we didn't feel comfortable with how they were handling her or the medication or whatever. And that was a maybe the first step in clear communication and different style of communication. And then we had our second son, and we kind of went through the whole process again. We felt like we were kind of having our firstborn, because everything was so different from staying at the hospital all the time, not knowing what will happen, how she will develop. And now we had this perfect little boy that was just doing all these things. And we really wanted to be mindful of every little thing that he was doing that we missed out on the first experience. And we learned a lot from having Haldora, our daughter, and really feel that every moment counts, and it's so precious to to be able to witness a human being coming together in its body and its soul. It's amazing.
And it also gives you, what came out is that you have two kids back in the days with completely two different needs. I mean, until today, Haldora has still very different needs than your second boy and then and your third kid.
Yeah, and to be able to validate those needs and the different expressions, it's something that gives you an opportunity to heal your own past by being a mindful and respectful parent. You can really go through your own childhood, pause and see how you want to react and if you want to do things differently from your own parenting. Or, and there are definitely some things that we take on and we love to do, like we like our parents did it, traditions and and a lot
of Icelandic traditions.
Yeah.
It's a different than Germans.
Yeah. And for me, like, my mom has always been very optimistic and looking into the nature. Every rainbow we saw when we were driving, she would say, "Oh, kids, look out the window, there's a rainbow there." And we learned to appreciate a lot of the small things. And but validating emotions, allowing them to express in the way that they need at each moment, is huge. And we often need to take the nighttime when the kids are asleep and just go over the day and like how we were able to react in this situation and how we wanted to do things differently the next time it comes up. Or
so you sit down and reflect the
with
day.
My partner, yeah. So that's also for us to be able to communicate together. It's huge in the parenting, because I think a lot of parents even don't know how to express their own feelings, let alone be able to hold the two-year-old tantrums or the crying or banging of pots and pans. It's a lot of mental load.
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, I don't have kids yet, but I wanted to go through this healing my past journey before I have kids. So what helped me was really writing my own autobiography, because I didn't learn how to express my feelings either or how to communicate my needs. I grew up with three more siblings and my mom was a single mom. So what I learned is to write things down. Because I would be the only one who could judge what I wrote down, but I don't want to be the one judging what I wrote down. It's because it's what I really, really feel and I want to express. So writing is, for me, one of the most powerful tools to start and see what I really, really want.
Yeah.
And also create a new perspectives how things were in the past.
Yeah, to be able to reflect on your childhood and whatever comes up is a great opportunity. And to be able to do it before you have kids is super powerful, because you will always come to stops where you think, oh my God, I could never have imagined this. Or I never would have anticipated this happening, because we have this idea about having kids. It's kind of romanticized to have kids, to have your own tribe, and it's great. Don't get me wrong, but it also brings up a lot of challenges. And for us, respectful parenting has been a great tool, not only for parenting, but also in our relationship, both to between us, me and my husband, and also towards our parents, bringing more empathy to our own upbringing. Their situation was hard at many times, and we can release judgment of how things were done.
And I think this is a very nice way of how to make the impossible possible when we let go of judgment. Yeah, and yeah, start with ourselves, not judging ourselves for things we have done in the past or we shouldn't do now or whatever.
Yeah, and it's just parenting for me is a very good reminder that nothing can be perfect and everything is perfect. Like, whatever happens, it will give you some teaching. And there are so many paths that we could have chosen in life. And we ended up here. And that's the, if you can look at it that way, you can always have more insight, more knowledge into your life.
And it brings joy. I mean, we are here to celebrate life. Not everything is an has to be complicated. And what I learned in the beginning is like really to sit down and reflect, okay, what is actually energy draining? And back in the days, it were part of my job, friends, social media, then complaining was also energy draining. And also like, so I did a list of things what drained my energy. And on the opposite side, I wrote down all the things that give me energy. And there were things like nature, people with a different happy mindset, different food, more movement, and things like this. And this is how I started to create more celebration in my life, more energy.
Yeah. And you can only choose it for yourself. That's also so powerful that you are your own creator. And if you're in a position where you feel drained and not empowered, it's only up to you to change it. And it's hard. I would think everybody that's gone through a big change in mindset and body and everything is, it will tell you it's hard, but it's always worth it. And I think nobody would change back to being drained and miserable and not enjoying life. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So. And it looks different for everybody. So the way you live your life, it may be not be the
totally
way of
unrelatable for some. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I live totally different than you. But what brings us to on the same page again is the energy. And even if, you know, you as a listener, if you discover a journey for yourself that is so different than from Gudrun's lifestyle or my lifestyle or from your parents' lifestyle or some of your friends whatsoever, just follow it and go for it, because we connect again, or this is the reason why we connect when we are in a specific energy frequency. And then it doesn't matter what people do or where they came from.
It's how you feel from inside out.
Yeah. And another tip and trick what helped me is I don't always need to know how things should work, how things are going to happen, how things should be done. So I don't focus on the how or on the what. I just focus on my feeling. Yeah, how do I want to feel? And feeling is the real knowing, in my opinion. And then the more I listen to my feelings, like how I want to feel, the more I can figure out what I truly want.
Yeah, and what you need to do to get there.
This comes from alone. Like, I leave this to the universe. what do you want to give to my listeners, to our listeners on this podcast episode?
What's most relatable for me now is the clear communication. So I would invite the listeners to really follow their intuition and try to speak their mind, even when it's hard and even when you don't really want to. And try to do it in a respectful, non-judging way, coming from your own body, starting with, I feel, this is not blaming the other or turning to the other person and telling him, you make me feel like this, or you did this, so I feel this. But taking the responsibility for your own feelings and for your own words, because they are so powerful.
Mm.
They can be the greatest curse or the greatest gift.
Mm-hmm.
And this really, not to put the blame on others.
Yeah, this is beautifully said, and also what I figured out for my own journey. And I once quoted it online on social media, but I'm not getting tired to say this. We're gonna be always trapped when our well-being depends on what other people do or not do, say or not say, when our identity is depending on the amount of money on our bank account and things like this. So if we depend on others, like our well-being depends on things like this, then we will always be trapped.
Mm-hmm.
It's as you said in the beginning, we are our own master,
mm-hmm.
our own leader, our own teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm now my own role model. I always wanted to have on my side back in the days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we come back to having the tribe and the community
mm-hmm.
to support you.
Yeah.
It's a whole circle.
Yeah. And this is a beautiful bridge,
mm-hmm.
tribe and community, because if you are looking for people with a similar mindset, or you want to connect with people who are opening up to go their own way, Gudrun and I,
yeah. breaking the patterns
yeah. beautifully, yeah. Gudrun and I, we are offering a 4-week yoga program,
mm-hmm.
with breathwork and yoga classes here in Aftanes. It's in the south, not far away from Reykjavik.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something about it?
Yeah, we all come together in a safe space where we raise our energy and come together to move our body, lift our breath, and both receive and give energy, and hopefully make good connections.
Yes, I'm sure we will. it's a 4-week program starting on the
Tuesday, the 12th
mm-hmm.
of September.
Yeah. There are a few spots left. Places are filling up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're very happy about it. If you want to join, just come to us. One of us, we are very, very
reach
happy.
Reach out on social media.
Yeah, we are very happy to welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
In general, if you have questions to Gudrun, I will put her information in the show notes. You can also reach out to me at info@jessicahaas.com. Give me your thoughts. I'm very happy to have a communication with you about your thoughts and your own experiences. You can connect with us on social media. And as we said, we are very, very happy if you are part of the 4-week breathwork and yoga program. Leave a star on this episode, and you can also forward it to someone you think should hear and listen to this episode. And thank you for your time, for your attention, and for your love. And thank you, Gudrun, for speaking your own truth, for being here in a podcast show, for being my beautiful friend,
mm-hmm.
for being a leader, and a mother of the future.